It's exhilarating. It's quite addictive.
If you're not really up to it, or you're not prepared, you're not going to do it.
Most people like it. It's not as bad as it looks.
Well, my name's Sir Anthony Cleaver. I'm a member of the Serpentine Swimming Club. I guess it's now Saturday morning, and there's about 50, 60 of us here. We have a race every Saturday morning.
Yes, I'm Brian Thomas. I'm the honorary secretary of the swimming club. We take our sort of establishment back to 1864, and that's where we can trace the first Christmas Day race. So we're actually coming up to 150 years next year. There was swimming in the Serpentine before 1864, because the people didn't suddenly wake up on Christmas morning and think, let's have a race. So obviously people were racing, and people... there were various swimming clubs we use in the lake, but we take our own foundations continuous since 1864.
If you're a member of the club, you can swim here in Hyde Park every morning of the year between 6 and 9.30 in the morning. You have to be out by 9.30, and in the summer, of course, there is a Lido and the general public come.
My name is Boris Mavra, and I swim in Serpentine. It's a great sport. You get outdoors, and it's a hard physical sport, and all of us here enjoy it very much. It's a great way to enjoy open spaces in London, and as I said, I work in IT and spend most of my time indoors at a desk, and this is a perfect antidote in a big city to go outside and enjoy you know, beautiful park.
My name's Kirsty Nielsen, and I've been swimming at the Serpentine for, I think this is my fifth summer. I started here because I was training for a triathlon, so I started swimming with my wetsuit just for two summers, and then I discarded my wetsuit and started swimming without it, and now I swim through the year. So the distances go from maybe a mile plus in the summer to 50 metres, 100 metres in the winter when it's really cold.
I come for the exercise because at my sort of age, it's important to take some exercise, and swimming is, for me at least, more enjoyable than jogging or running or any other sort of exercise.
I've been swimming here since 1967. I joined when I was 11 years old. My uncle used to swim here before the war as a schoolboy. He joined when I think he was about 14 in 1936. he joined the RAF at the beginning of the beginning of war when he was quite young. And in September 1941, he was killed at the age of 19. He was in a Blenheim bomber which actually crashed on takeoff, and the whole crew were killed. So the family donated a memorial cup, which the swimming club has swum for ever since, every year. So in effect, I was coming down virtually since I was born as a babe in arms with my father and grandparents to present the cup. And I finally joined the club in my own right when I was 11, and I've been swimming ever since.
I think we're going to have to watch now, because they're about to start the race.
Go! One, two, three, four, five, six.
I mean, there were some real achievers in the club, swimming long distances. We've got two club members swimming around Manhattan Island next Saturday, which is nearly 30 miles. So for me, just swimming a mile is you know, a drop in the ocean, but it's still, you know, each of us have different challenges that we set for each other. So, and there's such a broad sort of range of club members.
Last summer, we had about nine people from the clubs from the channel, and we've got 11 attempting it this summer. But at the same, in the same breath, we've got people who will struggle to finish 100 yards, but when we have a race, they've got as much equal chance of winning and getting a prize as the elite swimmer, because it's on a handicap basis, where the slowest go off first and the fastest last. So no matter how good a swimmer or how weak a swimmer you are, you've got to push yourself as hard as you can to actually win. And that's the nice thing about the club. You know, it's not the same person winning every year, every week.
we live in a very busy city, very noisy place, and this is a real oasis in the middle of the city, especially early in the morning. And if you come here at 6, there's absolutely no one. And on a spring day, you just can't beat it. When the sun is shining and you are pretty much alone in the lake in the middle of a 10 million people city. There aren't many places you can do that in London.
I think we're very lucky to have Hyde Park, and the park allow us to use this and do make sure the water is clean to a certain standard. We do have the ducks and the swans and so on, but nonetheless, it's anything that's in there is organic. One of the nicer things is you'll be swimming here in the morning, and there are a number of swans. There's usually a family of swans here, but there are also a lot of grebes, the crested grebes, and you're swimming along and you've got one of them swimming next to you, and the next thing it dives and it pops up 30 yards away and so on. So that's part of it too.
You can swim up and down in a serpentine and you don't break sweat. If you swim hard in a swimming pool, you come out and you're all red and hot and sticky, and it's not a pleasant experience. But swimming in a serpentine, it's lovely. You've got to be sensible. In the winter, we don't stay in for long. We just swim a short sprint and get out and get warm quickly. You don't stay in for a long time. And in the summer, once the temperature gets above 10 Celsius or 50 Fahrenheit, as long as you keep moving, you're okay. And you can swim up to about half a mile in that temperature without a problem, as long as you keep moving. You stop, you get cold.
It is hard. It's really hard. And my tootsies are frozen right now. But usually the first 50 metres... is the worst, because you have to go numb, and then you sort of get into the zone, and then it's wonderful, and then you come out of the zone, and that's when you have to get out because you're going to get hypothermia or something. But in the winter, I can't put my head in the water. I swim breaststroke only, because it's like ice cream headache a million fold, and I just can't do it. So I swim breaststroke and you know, can't put my head in.
You've got to be sort of half convinced already if you're going to swim outdoors. If you're not really up to it, or you're not prepared, you're not going to do it. But by that, I mean, if I compare it to say running and sports. Some people will be happy working out in a gym, but they wouldn't go fell running. It's a bit like this. A lot of people will be happy swimming up and down in a swimming pool, but they wouldn't swim outdoors. So it's just that mentality, that want to be outside and communing with nature is what you could say, but it's that natural part of it, which is so nice.
Just look around. Can you see any sad people? No, it's really refreshing, and it sets you up for the day. Again, if you look around, you'll see some 80 and we even got 90 plus year old members. We have people who were, we have one member who was in the bomber crews for the RAF during the Second World War. We had people who remembered the previous London Olympics. So we have, we have quite a few old members, and it's a real cult club, if you like. I think one of our presidents said it's a club for eccentric old gentlemen of all ages.
I'm trying to sort of convince myself that it's going to freeze the aging process as well. So, but no, I think mentally it is. It's good because, again, you're just sort of out there doing stuff, being active, and it's a good achievement just to get in there sometimes.
Let's have a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Most of the members who swim regularly in the week know one another, so it's also a social club, and people tend to go out to a pub in the evening every so often as a group and so on. So it's a very enjoyable club to belong to.
Just come down to Serpentine. Come and join us, get in, and see what it feels like. Most people like it. It's not as bad as it looks.